Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking marijuana with State Senator Tick Sagerblum. And on the Power Pundit panel today, John Galtney, Heidi Smith, and Marsha Burt-Begler. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
For help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, I'm delighted to welcome back to the program State Senator Tick Sagerblum. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. And the reason I love having you on is you'll say exactly what's on your mind. You don't fudge anything. So welcome.
That's the great thing about being from a strong Democratic district. You don't have to hedge your bets.
Exactly. So, obviously, you were a big supporter of getting marijuana to the people, that the legislature legislated that they could get it for medical marijuana purposes. And Senator Reid, according to the Las Vegas Sun, indicated his support for medical marijuana, saying, I think we need to take a real close look at that. He kind of hedged on legalizing it for recreational use. He said, I don't know about that. But it seems now, with President Obama having admitted to having smoked marijuana, Senator Reid saying that he supports the, at least the medical marijuana side, and what's going on in Colorado and Washington State, we're really seeing some moves. Are you a little disappointed in some of the local governments that seem to be hedging their bets on this?
Well, I guess disappointed may be a strong word, but kind of surprised. I thought that the issue is already resolved. You know, voters voted for this in the Constitution 14 years ago with 70%. Look at all the public polls. Medical marijuana has polls like about 85%. We got it through the legislature. The governor signed it, and I kind of figured that the local governments would be on board at that point. And now they're all of a sudden saying, well, we're not sure, which kind of is surprising.
Some of them are waiting for the regulations to be written. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, I could understand that as a maybe they want to finalize their regulations, but the law is pretty clear, and I don't see why they couldn't have started moving forward. Down here, at least, Clark County has already been moving forward, because this thing is going to hit pretty fast, and you don't want to have to start from scratch once the regulations are finalized. You have a pretty good outline of what's going to happen. There's no reason the local government can't start to work on it right now.
Well, and when you look at some of the local governments, like North Las Vegas, I mean, one thing they need is cash, and they're going to be getting tax payments out of this thing. You would think that governments would look at this and go, well, here's another source of revenue that's nobody's going to complain about.
Again, you know, it's local governments, it turns out, are strange creatures, and I know North Las Vegas has got their own issues, but here's a place where they're going to get jobs. They're going to take vacant buildings and rent them, so they'll be making revenue. They're going to get tax revenue, so it seems like a no-brainer to me, but I know they have bigger problems, so I'm not going to second-guess them. My point is, if they don't want them, just tell us, and then we'll make sure the ones that we thought were going to go to North Las Vegas will go to Clark County or another entity that wants them.
Do you think that some of the local governments, like in Lyon County, for example, you know, spent too much time watching the old movie Reefer Madness and actually bought into that because they're terrified of having marijuana, medical marijuana, in their county?
You know, I think it's probably a generational thing, although I'm not sure, you know, given my generation is very familiar with marijuana, I'm not sure what generation they're coming from, but it is kind of funny that this day and age, people would be that worried about something. Particularly, again, 70% of the voters in 2000 voted for this. You can watch TV every day and see that the medical uses are out there. It's validified. They're expanding. And this is for medical only. This are for people who are dying from cancer, who have glaucoma, people who have a right to it. And for them to dig in their heels and say, oh my God, this is gonna, she said, have reefer madness, particularly when they have prostitution and gambling, cigarettes. But again, you know, it is what it is, so we just have to deal with it.
Well, you know, and it's interesting too, because I think that time will tell if I'm right or not, but I think that the largest consumers of medical marijuana are gonna be seniors. And guess what? Seniors are the biggest voting bloc.
Absolutely. That's what's happening in Colorado for the even now when they have recreational. If they look at the people who are actually going in, it's people like me who smoked it back in the 60s and probably haven't tried it since then. And now they're saying, what the hell? I'm 65, I'm 70. What do I have to lose? And brings back good memories probably. It helps them sleep. Maybe it helps their arthritis. If they have glaucoma, it helps that. And again, some people are dying from cancer and are on chemotherapy. That's the only way they can keep alive and eat to enjoy the last few years of their life or the last few months.
And it's interesting. I ran into Joe Bresny. He was on a candidate deal up here in Northern Nevada, a Republican consultant. And he's heading up a trade group now for marijuana in the Silver State. And so I think you're starting, you know, maybe see more lobbyists showing up at the legislature regarding pushing this forward. Do you think that it's going to go towards recreational in Nevada as well? Does that make sense to you at this point?
Well, here's my understanding. They're going to there's an initiative being passed around that's like the margins tax. They'll have to get a certain number of signatures based upon the number of votes in November. That there will be an actual bill come to the legislature next February, where we'll have a chance to vote on or not vote on it, like we did the margins tax. And that bill, if it's turned down, which it probably will be, then it'll be on the ballot in 2016. And that will be for recreational marijuana like Colorado. Now, a lot's going to happen between now and 2016. We'll have to see how Colorado works, see how Washington State works, and hopefully see how our medical marijuana program here in Nevada works. But I do think that in 2016, the voters of Nevada will be entitled to vote on this. It'll be, you know, tax it, regulate it, use the money for schools, and also medical marijuana, or not medical marijuana, but marijuana tourism. It's a huge industry. It's going to be a huge industry in Colorado. What better state than Nevada to have marijuana tourism? You can imagine people from all over the world coming to Nevada, getting something, or at least buying a T-shirt and going home and said, I went to Nevada and look what I got. It really has a potential to be a huge industry.
The other thing that really needs to be done, or one of the two things really needs to be done, is research. So that because the federal government has prohibited the FDA and others from doing research on the positive benefits of marijuana that the public certainly accepts. The other thing is setting a standard for the police, so that if somebody smokes a joint on Friday and they're driving the following Monday and they get into any kind of traffic situation, that they can't be thrown in jail for being under the influence when truly they're not.
I agree, and those are both issues which, you know, we have a marijuana subcommittee that's going to meet during the interim. I'll be chair of that, hopefully, and we'll look at those issues and hopefully have some bills for the next session. You know, the research part is, I mean, Nevada would be a great place to do the research. And, you know, there's lots, it's crazy that we haven't looked at this drug, which is a drug, and it's like any drug, you want to use it cautiously, but it does have a lot of medicinal uses. And then with respect to the DUI standard, that is crazy what we have now. So we have to figure out a way to change that.
I cannot wait to hear the subcommittee meeting notes there. I think that'll be some great hearings. All right, let's take a break. More with Tick Segerblum when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Tick Segerblum. And I wanted to ask you about comments you made recently that if nobody else runs against Brian Sandoval for governor, that you plan to jump in. Do you?
No, I did say that kind of facetiously, but quite frankly, no one jumped up and said, oh boy, by the way, that's a great idea, you should run. So, at this point, I'm definitely not going to run. I hope somebody runs against Governor Sandoval, although, as I told the governor the other day, I mean, the reality is, other than taxes, he could be a Democrat. He's really done some good things, like signing the marijuana bill, like signing the driver's immigrant bill. So he's done some good things. He just needs to realize that we need more money, more revenue in Nevada if we're going to move the state forward.
And interesting comments that you make there. Do you think Steve Sisolak will jump into the race? I mean, it just seems astonishing to me that, you know, you have such a huge registration advantage for Democrats in Nevada, and yet it seems that, you know, you don't have anybody to come up and challenge this governor.
It is, but as you know, I mean, the governor race is really a hotel race. They're really the substantial backers, and that's where the money comes from. And you know, if they're happy with the governor, it really is tough. I mean, Steve would be the one person who would have a chance because, as chairman of the county commission, he has a right to go to the hotels and raise some money too. But it's a daunting task, and I hope he runs, but. I understand also why he would question it.
Anybody else, any other name out there that you think that, or would it be the almost unimaginable that there would not be a Democrat on that ticket?
Well, Actually, I mean, there's Shelley Berkley. There's lots of names out there. But at the end of the day, it may be better to have the governor unopposed as opposed to having a candidate who is weak and he crushes. So, there's a lot going into the philosophy there as far as which way to go. Compared to the previous governor, Governor Gibbons, Governor Sandoval is a breath of fresh air.
All right. Another question here on elections. Looks like the Erin Bilbray campaign against Joe Heck has kind of fallen apart. Her campaign manager quit with some silly comments of why he quit. And she's had an inability to raise money. This started out looking as though it would be a pretty good fight. And it seems to be falling apart. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's January. Campaigns go through different phases. So it's very typical that you would change your management style during the process. So it's a long way to go. I mean, a lot more is going to depend on what the economy is in November than it is on who your campaign manager is, how much money you have. She'll have plenty of money. There's lots of ground money being spent in that area because there's a couple of state Senate districts that are also real critical. So the key in an off year is the turnout, and I know the Democrats are going to make sure that we have a fantastic turnout in this off year. And again, if the economy is looking well, people like Obama, then I think she'll have a hell of a chance.
What do you think about the margins tax and its chances for passing?
Well, it's a tough one, but the reality is at the end of the day, we need money for education. It's basically a 2-cent sales tax on businesses. Everyone says, oh, you're going to be taxing business, don't make money. They tax me on when I go to buy something, I pay my 8-cent sales tax, even if I'm not making money. So it doesn't hurt them that much. It's desperately needed revenue. And I think as long as we keep talking about the fact that the education and people understand education is in such a hole in this state, and there's no way we're going to, as a state, move out of the hole unless we have a well-funded education system, it should pass. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not that harmful. I mean, I know a lot of money is going to be spent against it, but 2 cents out of every dollar, give me a break. Every business can afford that.
But what do you think about the idea that $800 million a year going into the distributed school account, that the legislature wouldn't look at the money that they've already put into that and take that out and use it for something else? Brief answer, if you would.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, if it passes, we don't really know how much revenue it's going to generate. But if it generates too much revenue, we can always change other taxes to modify them. You know, right now, our primary tax is based on the number of employees. So we actually discourage people from hiring someone, discourage business from hiring people because they're going to be taxed more. This tax is based on the amount of revenue. So the Apples and the companies that make a ton of money, they'll pay more. And again, we can adjust existing taxes to make up if there's too much money that's raised or not. So there's a lot of ways to tweak it. But at the end of the day, it's clear we can't raise a tax in Nevada unless the voters approve it, because the legislature is just incapable of doing it. We just don't have the 2/3 majorities. And frankly, it's because of your representatives up there in northern Nevada that we don't have the 2/3. We have 2/3 in southern Nevada. We just need a couple more votes up north.
Okay, and with that shot at the north, that's where we have to leave it. Look forward to having you back on the program real soon. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Nevada is a lot like most places. There are never enough resources for education.
Everybody have a pencil?
Kids need books, paper, pens, and other supplies. But a lot of people just can't afford them. I try to help out as much as I can, but it adds up. That's why when a company like Barrett Gold donates more than $1 million to Nevada schools, it really helps.
Get 0% APR financing on any new 2014 Subaru purchase from Lithia Reno Subaru. Or lease the 2014 Subaru Forester 2.5i, just $169 a month. Winner of the 2014 Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year Award. More specials at LithiaRenoSubaru.com. Help veterans from around the region get the care they need. Learn more at VeteransGuesthouse.org. Learn more or shop today at Lithia Reno Subaru on Kitski at Grove.
Ma'am, you have money hiding in your house.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Broken bracelet, about $250. Gold chain, $300, $400. A single earring, About 30 bucks. Old silver coins, a little gold, at least $1,000 right in this drawer. Would you be surprised to hear that Check City can turn this old stuff into over $3,000 cash?
Check City, buying your gold and silver when you need cash.
How much money is hiding in your home?
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're joined by a great Power Pundit panel. As always, John Galtney is here, President Emeritus of Truckee Meadows Community College. Heidi Smith is the former Republican National Committee woman. Marsha Burke Bigler is a Washoe County Commissioner. Pleasure to have you all on the program. Your thoughts on what Mr. Segelblum was saying about marijuana, and how does this apply to Washoe County?
Well, Washoe County chose to say, not put a moratorium, but chose to say we don't want to start taking applications from people until we have some idea what the regulations are going to look like. And I think he's accurate. The language in the law is pretty clear, but still, regulations always have to be drafted based on these laws, and there's always an interpretation that's somewhat different than what they thought it was going to be. And then, of course, there's the step of the state regulations and then our regulations. So what we are doing right now is we have a team that's actually working with the state, following their regulations very closely, and in at the same time in the process of sort of starting to craft our regulations as they exist. Our goal is to start licensing as quickly as we can. If, in fact, the state is going to be able to pull their regulations and get them done and get them approved in time by April 1st, which is the legislative deadline date, which I doubt they'll be able to do because of approvals that has to go to all this whole process. That's our target date. So we're looking to move in that direction.
John, your thoughts on all of this?
I'm perplexed by it. I hear arguments that say it's no worse than alcohol, it's no worse than this or that. I live in a world where the government's worried about saturated fats and not worried about marijuana. That strikes me as a dichotomy that's just amazing to me. An illogical world is not something that I've grown to accept as easily as I should, I guess. I was in Colorado when they visiting my daughter in Colorado. I was amazed at the age of the people in line to buy the marijuana.
Which was?
My age. Which is not quite old, but on the edge of it.
You're in the 50-plus demo.
Yes, on the edge of old. I was surprised by that, I think. Statistically, 40,000 people will die this year of drug-related incidents. That's probably not an accurate count. It's probably twice that if you consider accidents and other things that might touch
on. Now, are you separating
that
out prescription drugs?
Yes.
And heroin and all?
Well,
know,
I'm not saying that
drug-related.
You're
not talking about marijuana.
Yeah, marijuana, I could.
Nobody's
I,
ever died from
well,
marijuana.
No, I think,
that
we know.
Unless
in
an accident.
Yeah.
Find me a case. There's not.
Yeah.
There's not
no,
one.
I'm not saying overdose. I'm saying it would be an accident. It could lead to. I do believe it is a gateway drug, but I believe alcohol is a gateway drug. Mm-hmm.
But you know that law enforcement drugs in the state now says that the gateway drug is prescription drugs.
Well, I have no doubt of that. I think people abuse the prescription drugs to a substantial level, and I think the medical profession needs to take a good look at itself, because I think it's, if you look at the statistics, we're the most prescribed group of people on the face of the earth.
I'm going to let Heidi jump in here.
Well, I used to be a university librarian. My biggest problem with the kids that came to work for me was they were high. What do you smoke marijuana for? To affect your brain. Now, with it being legal, they're going to come to work. Their work is not going to be normal. There's nothing you can do about it.
Have you heard about this crazy thing called drug testing? For example, here at this television station, you can't get a job here unless you go through a drug test. And if there's any incident of any kind, the first thing that happens is you're drug tested.
Yeah, but if you hold off for 2 weeks, you can take a clean drug test.
Well, I don't know that it's 2 weeks, and I can't check with my sources here.
Here is the problem. Then I heard older people are going to take it, so we're going to stand
in line. Aren't you a libertarian?
Oh, heavens, Betsy, no. And I'm an old person who isn't going to use marijuana because the prescription drugs I do take affect my brain as it is. If I sit there smoking a joint in the morning before I come here, think of what it would be like.
Well, as long as somebody was driving you here, but yes, it would probably be your only appearance on the program. Let me ask Marcia about, as the county looks at this from a tax revenue point of view, does it look exciting?
Well, that's one of the things that, from my perspective, I mean, whether you're pro-marijuana or not is not really the question here from my perspective. I have a responsibility to make sure that we put in something that's effective for the people who need it. The state approved it. The people approved it. It's legal in our state. So from our perspective, we should be able to tax. Just as an example, Arizona.
Very quickly.
Okay, Arizona, which has the same type of program that we have, made $25 million in the first 18 months.
Words to live by. That's where we got to leave it. Thank you.
And it's going to go for the children.
We'll be right back. Well, they'll need it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Your mouth does a lot for you in the course of a year. So start off your new year by giving it the absolute care it deserves. This year, Absolute Dental can help you get the healthier, brighter, straighter smile you've always been wanting. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Just call Absolute Dental or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
This beautiful NAHB certified green home in Damani Ranch could be yours for just $150. The Builders Association of Northern Nevada presents the 2014 Dream Home Delivery Raffle. Constructed by award-winning home builder DeLoretta Homes and located in La Casada, the Dream Home is 1,800 square feet, three bedrooms, and two baths. Proceeds benefit the Nevada Military Support Alliance and the Builders Association charity. Get your ticket today at these locations or visit dreamhomedelivery.com. The 2014 Dream Home Delivery Raffle. Get your ticket home today.
Live with a human for a while and you get to know a few things. Like, I know she's actually not a morning person. I know she does strange tricks for no treats. I know that water makes her howl like crazy. I even know how the floors stay so clean.
She's quick.
But the one thing I will never for the life of me know is how she gets so tiny and inside that box. Natalie, how do you get so tiny?
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
On the next broadcast, United States Senator Dean Heller will join us. We'll see you on the next broadcast.